We are continuing our Shu'urim on Sidur HaShash, on the Kavanot of Purim. We are using the Tiva Kavanot, and we're on page Nun Zayin now. We're skipping down to the last Brocha of Shehiyanu. But later on, when we finish Shehiyanu, we're going to go back to the beginning and learn together with the Sefer Atez Mordechai, which is a tremendously good Pirush on the Kavanot, as we'll see in a minute. So, let's go. Let's read the Rishash, and then we'll explain with the Tiva Rishash. So, when you say actually, you're not going to be saying this, Shechiyanu, the Baal Megillah, he will be saying the Bracha for you. 1 minute, please. So, the Baal Megillah will be saying the Bracha for you. Why he's saying the Bracha? Mechavin for everything that we're going to be learning till now. So, the first thing the Rishash says is, as we know, it's spelled Shin Hei Ches Yud Nun Vav. So first thing we're going to observe over here, we will be speaking about the letters. So the Hei, Yechavin Sha Hei Shechiyanu Lahainu Tani Tiferes, number one, Netzah, two, Hod, number three, Yesod, number four, and Malchut, number five, De'ima Nechnasim Bizah, are all going to be coming in by saying this one simple word of Shechiyanu, particularly the Hey, are going to be coming in from Ima into Zah. Ubehem Dalit Eke, She'olin Kemispa Chayenu, Chayenu. And Bahem Dalit Ekes are going to be coming down. So the you have what I'm saying over here. We're saying Shehechiyanu means the five chiyanus are coming in. Okay, what are these chiyanus? Chiyanus beloshon chiyus. We're giving chiyus from Ima into Zal. What are we bringing in? The Tani. These will be depicted as ekes. So these four ekes are going to come in, representing the five hashpahs of the hey chiyanu. So one is going to be eke representing tiferet. One is going to be representing, another eke is going to be representing netzach and hod, because we know the tchei palka de gufa. The third eke is representing yesod coming in. And the fourth eke is the malchut. Though that is going to be coming from the levushim of Ima, into Zam. Four, but I explained to you that the second Eke is representing Netzach and Hod. And I did explain to you the reason why it's considered to be one Eke is holding on to two spheres is because these two spheres are called Tchei Palga D'Gufa. It means they're interchangeably the one and the same. Two sides of a coin. Okay, it's like your right leg, left leg. In the same way, you can't walk with one leg. You'll need both legs, so they're really considered to be one leg. If that makes sense. Okay? So let's read now the Tiv on this. So it says, Yichavin she'ahei de'a shechiyanu, dahainu, atani de'ima anichnasim bizah ubehem dalet eke she'olim kemispa chiyanu. So explains od hey shechiyanu romez al chamisha sfirot de ima nechnasim beza vehem tiferet netzach hod yesod malchut de ima lefi shem sfirot de ima nirmaz kol achat b'shem eke lefi shem eke hu ima omnam netzach hod kivan shetchei palke de guf hem nechshavim b'china achret like I told you lachein v'yesh b'shtem shem eke echad u'mimela nimsa shachamish ha-sfirot shem eilu yesh arba shemot ekes. So you have five sfirot and four ekes. Arba shemot eilu nirmaz be'ot chiyanu shem shechiyanu she'arba shemot eke ole mispa peidalet ke mispa otiot chiyanu. Oh, so he adds in a little sticker over here, which is very nice. the Rashash tells us is that not only is the fact that the ima is giving over chiyus, that's why it's called chiyanu, but rather it's also the gematria works out beautifully, that the chiyanu is the gematria of the four ekes. That's a very strong remez over here. And then we move on to the next word, which is vikiimanu. So he says, kiimanu is gematria rayu, she'em mochin deza. Rayu is a gematria of 216. It says the tiv, tivat kiimanu ole mispar rayu. So you add all the letters of the vav, kuf, yud, mem, nun, vav of vikiimanu, you get to the gematria of 216. And what is this meramez? This is meramez shem rumazin l'shlosh shemot ab. The meramez to the gimel shemot ab, which is yud vav dalet ke yud vav ke yud. Also three times, so that's ab three times. Sholim rayu, v'em shlosha bochim deza. So that is a representation of the mochim of za. Okay, we're going to put this together soon. So now let's move on to the next word, which is which is vehigianu. Says the Rashash, yechave shehigia. That means just the four letters, He Gimel Yud Aleph, Yud Ayin, is a gematria Shosho Havai Hashem A Yud Bet Otiot. So those are the gematria of the Havaya with 12 letters. The Ainu explains. The He Gimel Aleph Ayin is a gematria Shosho Havayot, of three Havayas. And then the mispah of the yud, mispah of the yud, because it's a higi with a yud, bechlolot uklolos the hegimon ayin. So let's see the tiva kavanas there on yud zayin. So he says higianu, higianu yechaben shehigianu gematra shlosh avayos ima yud bet otiyot dahinu aga. Gematra shlosh avayot mitzvah yud klalos ahaga ehem yud bet havaya. So that was just the words of the Rashash, and explains ot yod he gimul yud ayin of the word higianu mitevel higianu romez leshlosh shemot avayim yud bet ot yod sheyesh b'shlosh avayot sheot yod higa he gimul ayin levadam hem mitzvah ayin chetz. Because you get the gematria of 78. Shuk mitzvah shlosh shemot havaya. 26 times 3 is 78. So v'od hayud anosefet behigia b'tziv kolel shel od hayud b'tziv kolel shel od haga hare nosaf od yud bet. You're going to add another 12 over there. Aromez le yud bet otiot sheyesh shlosha shemot avaya, because you have the yud ke vav ke, that is the gematria 26. 26 times 3 is 78. If you add all the letters together, there's also 12, and that's a merumas to this word higia. So let's count that up. So higia, that's he gimel ayin. So he gimel ayin is 5 and then 78, right? 78, as we said. And then with the yud is 88. No, suffer yud bet haromez le yud bet otiot, because altogether you have yud bet otiot because of the three havayas. And then he says, O dichavin bishlosha nu. The hainu is like this. When you say the words shechiyanu, vikiimanu, vikiyanu. And this is also not only a kavan over here, a kavan in various places. And by the way, these kavanas lav dafka have to do with Purim. These kavanas we'll find also in other places as well. Every time you say this bracha, not every time, but in various shechianos that you would say, and we do say quite a few shechianos during the year, you have to mechaven this. For example, Hanukkah, we also saw these gematrias. So when you say shechianu, kimanu, Yanu, the Nun Vav, and these Gematra Shlosha Kochot, the Ab Sagma Shebenai the Abba, Miluvashim Shlosha Kochot, the Kasa, Kamag. Denai de ima umisham yisod de nukva. Okay, so let's see the tiva kavanas here. Yudches. So it says od kavana yesh leshlosha. This is a completely different kavana from the one we just saw from the Igyano. These are the three news. Od kavana yesh b'shlosha tivos shechiyanu kiyimanu v'igyanu ve'od yod nu shekol echad mehem are lanu shlosha pamim od yod nun vav. So three times these two letters. Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'igyanu ve'akavanu she'ot yod nun vav hi l'shnei pamim kochot ot yod chavchet ot yod she'yesh b'miloi amiloi shel shemot v'hine amiloi d'miloi shel kol shem yesh chavchet ot yod. Because when you work with there's three levels. There's what we call a pashut, what we call a male, and we call a male de male, as we know. That's called mab altogether. There's 42 letters in all that system called the mab of either the ab, sagma, or ben. And therefore, the pashut, as we know, is yud, ke, vav, ke. The male is the 10 letters of the sag, or of the ab. And then the male is going to find, you're going to find another 28 letters over there. So altogether, that's 4 and 10. And 28 will make 42 altogether. So what we're working right now in this particular case, when you say Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'igyanu, we're working with the Male de Male. The Male de Male, which has 48 letters. Or because Sfira yesh b'chinat Abba, yesh bo, well, let's start that again. V'od kavana yesh b'shlosha tevot Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'igyanu. V'od yod nun vav shebekol echad mehem, and you have a nu in each one of them. Hare shlosha she'hai lanu. Shlosha pamim ot yod nun vav. So you have three times the nun vav. Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'igyanu. V'kavana be'ot nun vav hi, and the kavana of the nun vav is l'shnei pamim kav chet. So two times, what is two times 28, that is 56, isn't it? That's 56. So 2 times koach otiyot is 56, which is the nu that we're talking about. So each nu, because we have three of them, shechiyanu, v'kiyimanu, v'igyanu, those three nu. So each nu is made up of 2 times koach, 2 times 28. And what is 28 significant? Why is that significant? Because that we know that's male de male. That's the 28 letters that we spoke about a minute ago. So l'shnei pamim koach ot yoshesh b'milo hamilo sheyesh shemot. V'hine hamilo de milo shel kol shem yesh kafchechet ot yod. As we said, that every miloi represents is compiled of 28 letters. Because Sfira yesh b'china Abba, sheyesh bo shem Avaya Miloi. And each Sfira has a b'china of Abba, which has his Havaya de Miloi. V'hu mitlabish b'ima, as we know Abba is always mitlabish in Ima, sheyesh ba shem eke b'miloi. And we know in Ima there's an eke b'im Miloi, because he's Havaya and she's eke. And in each one of them, as we said before, because we need two per nu, we're going to have six altogether. Because every sfira will have two. One keneged abo, one keneged ima. V'yachad em sfirat nu. And together makes 56, which is nu. V'yesh, shlosha pa'amim nu, elu, and we have three times that. Echa benetach de Abba ve'ima, echa behod de Abba ve'ima, ve'echa be yisod de Abba ve'ima k'moshim uva le'alach. So that's what we're going to see. And he continues in Yutet. Shechiyanu gematria shtei koach, v'kiyimanu gematria shtei koach, v'higiyanu gematria koach, milu amiloi shel shem ab hu kezim. So what's the milu? The milu looks like, if you see the siddur in front of you, so it's yud vav dalet, vav yud vav, dalet lametet. That's the yud. And then the hey spelled hey yud, k yud, yud vav dalet. That's the yud, that's the hey. And then the vav is going to be spelled as follows. Vav yud vav, yud vav dalet, and vav yud vav. That's the yud, vav. And then finally, the final hey, of the milu is spelled again the same way, hey, K-Yud, Yud Vav Dalim. V'yesh bo koach otiyot, and all, he counted all that up, that's 28 letters. V'shem Abba Zeh, hu b'netzach de'abba. That's all being representative of Netzach de'abba. V'hu mitlabish b'netzach de'ima. He's going to be in the Netzach de'ima. And Netzach de'ima is a different compilation. It's not Havayas, but rather a Kasa. And the Kasa, milu milu shelo kezeh. And this is the way it's going to be spelled. Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet Pei Aleph. That's the Aleph of the Eke. The He of the Eke is going to be spelled K Yud Yud Vav Dalet. The Vav of that the Yud. The Yud of the Eke will be spelled Yud Vav Dalet Vav Yud Vav Dalet Lamed Tav. And finally, the He of that Eke is going to be spelled K Yud Yud Vav Dalet. Okay, so and obviously that's 28 letters. So we have 2 times 28 letters. Har shnei koachi lo olim kemispar nu v'unu d'shichiyanu, and the exact same things will be done for hod. To hod abo hu shem sag omilu amilu shelo hu kaze yud vav dalid and yud vav yud dalid lametet. That's the yud k yud yud vav dalid. That's the hey vav al vav. Aleph Lamed Pei Vav Aleph Vav. That's going to be the Vav. And then finally the Hei Achon is K Yud. And then we're going to find the Yud Vav Dalet. And that's going to be 28 letters. Hu Milubash B'yis Behold the Ima Shuhu Gamken Kasa B'miloy. And then you'll find the exact same thing. I'm going to read out the whole thing, but it's self-understood. The Yesod is going to be exact same thing, except that over there you're working with the Ma, and the Miloy of that's going to be Yud Vav Dalet Vav Aleph Vav Dalet Lametet, and the Hey is going to be Hey Aleph Aleph Lamet Pei. The Vav is going to be Vav Aleph Vav Aleph Lamet Pei Vav Aleph Vav, and the Hey is going to be K Aleph Aleph Lamet Pei. That's going to be 28 letters, and that's going to be Lumluvish in the Yesod the Ima, which is Kamar. Okay, so let's see the diagram for 1 second. Okay, so now let's see the diagram that it's brought down in the Siddur. Okay, let's see it inside. We'll understand this very nicely. So on the right side of the diagram, we'll find, he says, Shechiyanu b'gematria koach. Shtei pami koach, really, okay? So the nu of Shechiyanu, every time he says Shechiyanu, you know, stress the nu, that way it helps for the kavanas as well. The nun vav is gematria of what? 76. 76 is 28 times 2. Okay? Now what is that 28? 28 letters. The 28 letters. Now where do we find 28 letters? 28 letters, and we want them twice over the 28 letters. So those 28 letters are representative of Abba. Where do we find an Abba 28 letters? Abba's, you know, we know, Abba is always referred to as Havaya. And the Havaya, the Miloy, the Miloy, is going to be 28 letters. Okay, so we're going to represent them, the Netzach of Abba, as 28 letters of the Havaya, the Ab. Underneath that, we'll find 28 letters of Kasa. Kasa is always represented of Ima. Why is Abba on top of Ima? Because Abba is Meluvish inside of Ima. And her 20 letters is Kasa, which is Eke B'miloy Yudim. Okay, that's all going to be the Netzach. Now, on the left side of the page, we'll find another Nu. That's going to be Kimanu. So that what we did till now was the Miloy D'miloy of Ab, which is brought down whilst we say the word Shechiyanu. When we say Kimanu, we're bringing that also the gematria of Nu, which is 76, which is 2 times 28. What are the 2 28s? 1 28 is the Sag, the 28 letters of Sag, and also the 28 letters of Kasa, one representing Abba and one representing Ima. Those we're going to bring down, and those are representing those two sets of shefas, or morchim, are representing the hod, which is coming down. So again, on the right hand side, we have the netzach coming down of Abba Vima. On the left hand side, we have the hod of Abba Vima coming down. Okay? Now, in the middle, you see, look at the diagram. When we say higianu now, what are we doing when we're saying higianu? We're stressing the nun vav, the 76, which is the gematria of 2 times 28. The 2 28s now are going to be ma and 28 of kamag. And where do we find that Ma's 20 as 28 letters? We usually Ma only has 10 letters. The answer is we're working with the Miloy de Miloy. So the Miloy de Miloy Ma is going to have 28 letters. And the Miloy de Miloy of Kamag, which is really which is Ek in the form of Kamag, is going to have 28 letters. One representing Abba, one representing Ima, and that's representative of Yesod. So to summarize, when you say the word Shechiyanu, stressing the nu, you're bringing down the shef of Abba v'Ima, but on the right hand side, the netzach of Abba v'Ima. When you say the word of ki manu, you're going to bring down the shef of hod of Abba v'Ima. And finally, when you say higyanu, you're bringing down the shef of that 76, which is 2 times 28, which is the two shefas of Abba v'Ima, which is the man, the kamag, which is the, representing the yesod. As Bekitzah, Bekitzah, you're bringing the Nahi of Abba Ve'ima into Zah. Okay? Does that make sense? Now, let's move on now. We're going to move on to the word Lazman. Okay? Lazman. So he says, Lazman Nichnasim Bezah. So you're bringing down the Netzachot Abba Ve'ima in Shechiyanu V'kimanu V'higiyamanu, the Netzachot Yesod, and that is good. You don't bring them into Zah yet until you say Lizman. When you say the word Lizman, not Hazir, just Lizman, you're bringing all that Shefa into Zah. Boom. Okay, so there is a Tiv HaRashash here in Ois Chaf. He says, Amidbayat kan amshach tamochim da'aba v'ima b'tevot shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu v'ata mechavan amnamsh shenimshach amochim ha'ilu leza v'ze mechavan amnamsh lezman shenimshach amochim leza v'tevot haz... that's it. Now, the final word in this bracha is what? Hazeh. So what are you going to do in Hazeh? You're bringing down all this, the Hainu lechagat shelo, umisham leisod, umisham lenugva. So Hazeh is packed out with a kavana that you're bringing down to the chagat of Zah, to the Nai design, to the Yisod design, to the Nukva. All those kavanas are happening all in that little word Hazeh. So the Tiv says on this, ve'atam mechavad nimshach lemochim me'elu leza, ve'em mechavadim b'tevad lezman, nimshach lemochim leza, ve'tevad hazeh, mechavadim et sedah hamshachatam beza, ve'notin shefa ze lenukva. שבתחילה נמשך המוחים לחג דזה ואחר כך ליסוד דזה ואחר כך משם נמשכים אל המלכות. So again, so we finished. So we can say ourselves, Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'higiyanu. By doing that, we'll be bringing down the Netzachot Yesod de Abba v'Ima. When we say the word Lezman into Zah, and when we say Hazid, that's going to bring the Shefa into Nukva. Okay, well, actually into the Chagat de Zah, into the Yesod de Zah, and then finally into the Nukva de Zah. Okay, so that comment, that's very, very, very nice kavanah to have in mind. Very easy, very simple, and something we can use practically. Now, what I want to go back now, I want to go back to the more difficult. What we've done so far was just the Havaya in Bochot HaShem. That was a very nice kavanah. The Gematrias of Mordechai V'es, and all that's very cute, very, I won't say cute, but a very, very simple understanding of the kavanahs. And Shechiyanu, which we did today. Now, what I want to do now, I want to go back to the beginning of the kavanahs, which starts off with the first bracha, and when we say Baruch. So these are more, what I've left out, these are more abstract. These kavanahs are much more abstract, and therefore need a lot more explanation to be done. And that's why we're going to move to the word, to the Sefer of Ateos Mordechai. Whoever doesn't have the Sefer, whoever's listening to the Sefer, I would suggest strongly to get the Sefer, because it is really an eye-opener to understanding what the kavanah is all about. Okay, so we're going to start over here on those who have the sefer. We're going to start on page, it's actually on Chilik Beis, where it starts about on Kuf Gimel. Okay, because let me just read you out the Rashash in order to give you a background on where we're aiming for. Okay, so the Rashash says on the word bracha, he says Yechavin Baruch Gematria Rayu V'yud bet otiot. Okay, as we know, we just saw beforehand, the Rayu is three times Ab. and the abs have all those letters right inside of them. So you have the 10 letters, which is 30 letters. That's not the point. The point is that if you add all the abs together, you're going to get a gematria of 216. Plus the fact that you have abs, so you're gonna add all those letters together. That means you're adding the pshutim. That means the the yud kei vav kei, which is four letters times three. So three representing three abs. That's three times four is 12. So the 260 plus 12 is gonna give you the gematria of what you need for baruch. Okay, for the gematria of baruch. So one second, let's just add that up. So let's see, of 216. Plus you have the 12 letters is giving you 228. Okay, so that is the gematria of Baruch. Because if you take the gematria of Baruch, which is, let's say, let's start back, 202 plus 26 is 228. That's exactly the the gematria baruch. So we want. He says the chashash continues. Says the kavana the shlosha vayat the yud gimel chivalti. So says the chashash. Sends us off the left field by telling us it's the 13 chivalti. Okay, which I'll explain in a minute. The yud gimel nimim. Can I get yud gimel tikune dikna kenizkar? So the kavana is rayu, and then you find the three abim, which is keneged the gematria of Rayu and Yud Beis, which is keneged the word Baruch, which is that empowers your bracha. So let me explain to you a little bit. Let me just give you a kitzur of what's going on here. So we know that what we're trying to do over here, and we're doing all the kavanas, is to bring down shefa mile'ele tata, and that empowers and gives new shefa, makes everything grow. That's why a person, the Gemara says that a person does not make a bracha over fruit, it's kilo is gozel me akadosh bracha over klal Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? That's the Gemara and brachas. So the pshat is that the gezel that the Gemara is referring to is that you're not replenishing what you've taken. You've taken something, a shefa, everything that we have is shefa, which materializes itself in food. So as you're eating the food and you're not making a bracha to replenish the food, replenish the energy or the shefa which was taken, then that's called a gazlan. Okay, so that's what's happening over here as well. When you say the bracha, baruch means blessing, you want blessing to come down, obviously. So how do you do that? You go to Al Khampin, and you go particularly to the Chivalti. Chivalti are the spaces on his skull, Kivyoch. We're not Megashim over here. There is no skull, there is no person over there with no head. But rather, let's try to understand this in a Ruchnias tam. But the way we're going to speak it out is more in a Gashmias. But we know we're not here to Megashim. So just imagine you have the spiritual counterpart of a head over there, and the spiritual counterpart of spaces between the hair parting. And we know that as a person parts his hair, he sees some white between the parts. So those whites are called they're called chivaltis. You have 13 parts. And the Mordechai Tira Shlita, he always used to tell us that if you imagine this in a falasha. A falasha is a particular type of person that they do now. They bind their hairs in locks, and these locks, between the locks of hair, you see the white partings in the hair. That's mostly distinct there. So you imagine that you have Al Khamp in that position. He has locks of hair, and between each lock, you have these 13 pathways, and these are tremendously powerful sources of energy, which are then going to flow down to the, we call the Yud Gimel Nimim, which are the hair, the actual hair. So from these spaces, the white spaces, which is this very strong shefa called the Abim, which are then going to flow to the Nimim, and then from there, says the Rashash, they're going to flow down with that. We know this from the Etz Chaim. They're going to flow down to the, what's called the Dikna, which is called the beard, the hair on the beard, which again, the hair just represents Sinoras of Shefa, the powerful pipes which carry the Shefa, the all panimi inside of them. So again, summarize. You're taking Shefa from the Yugimu Chivalti, drawing them down to the Yugimu Nimim, and to the Yud Gimel
Yud Gimel, what's called Tikkun Dikne, the Tikkun Dikne, the meanings to the beard. Okay, so from the skull to the hair to the beard. Now, how is this depicted to us in the Shemus HaKadoshim? So those are depicted by the Yud Gimel Otos of the Havayas, meaning the Havaya, which is Yud Kevavke. You're gonna have three of them. And 3 times 4 is 12. Okay, but we want 3. 13. Really, that represents the kola, which assembles all of them together. That's going to give you 13. So those are your 13 letters, kivyachol, that you're going to have, which is going to represent the yud gimel of each one of these aspects. Okay? So you're bringing down what's called the yud gimel abim. Well, actually the gimel abim, because there's only 3. And each 3 of them, we're only taking the poshut of each one of them. And if you add them all together, the 3 abim plus the yud gimel together is going to give you rayu. And what does that tell you? That is the essence of the word baruch. The essence of the word baruch is this powerful kavana of bringing down from the al hampim's chivalti to the nimim to the dikna. And where is it going to? We'll see in a minute. Okay, but that's the source of the powerful energy. And we know apipshat, baruch means brecha, from the Lashon brecha, from the pool. The pool of, or the source of all things. And that's where we start. That's where we start the descent of the Shefa from Arachampin to finally to Zav and Nukva. Okay, so that basically is the, so I did basically summarize everything that we were about to say in the Priyat Chaim. So now let's move on to the next Kavana. So the next Kavana is Atta. Exactly. So let's look in the Siddur Hashash, itself. So on the page of the Siddur Hashash in Tiva Kavanas, this page Memtet. Okay. Those who have the Ginze Chaim is going to be on page 13. Okay, that's going to be bubbles. And then the one we're doing now, Ata, is going to be 50, on page 15. So let's read the Hashash. Gam Yechav and Ata. Shehu mispa ben vikana diyesod aleya or benakana diyesod rachem. A little bit of a difference in gears over here, because in the Tiv he writes it yechavenata shehu mispa ben vikana biyesod aleya and benakana biyesod rachem. So a little bit, either it's be or you're drawing it to. Doesn't make such a tremendous difference. So therefore, we're going to bring down the Shefa now to Leah V'Rachel. What type of Shefa? We bring down the Bens. Why Bens? Because Ben is always indicative of a female Paltzer. Remember that. Now, what else are we bringing down? What's called Kana. Kana is also indicative of a female Paltzer. Katsa, Kasa, Kama, Kana, this is all on the female side. And the Havayas, Absag Ma, particularly all on the male side, male parts of him. So it's not no surprise that we're bringing Ben Ukana for both Rachel and Leah, but to your soul, Dafka. Okay, so that's the Kavana of Atta. And Hashem, that we did yesterday, we're not going to repeat that. There was all the Kavanas of bringing down from Abba all the 5 Havayas, of the Gvuz and all Chasadim, and then the 5 Havayas of Ima, which is all going to make the Gematria of Mordechai and Esther. Okay, that's all going to be Shefa from Abba of Ima. And then we're going to move on to the next Kavana. The next Kavana is going to be in the word Kiddushanu. Now we're not going to work with the news, because we did that already. Sorry, and this is going to be Kavana and Asher, just before Kiddushanu. Just before Kiddushanu, we're going to be working with the next Kavana, which is Asher. So here, the Rashash says as follows. Gam Asher Yesod Ima Shebo Nechlali Nai Shela. So in the Yesod of Ima, because why were we speaking about the Yesod? We spoke about the Yesod of Leah. We spoke about the Yesod of Rachel. Why always the Yesod? Because the Yesod is the place of transferal. Very important to understand that. Because you can only transfer Shefa from one Yesod to the other Yesod. And we know that's the way it happens in this world.
create a new energy. We call it the new Vlad. The baby is born only through a transfer of Yesodot. So that's why this is crucial to understand that in Ima's Yesod, you're going to have a Nahi, and that's Merumas in the Shin, the Asher, because we're saying the word Asher Kedishanu, right? So Asher is spelled Aleph, Shin, and Resh. So the Shin of the Asher is Merames, this Nahi. Rashin has three spokes to it, representing the Netzach Hod Yesod, which is in her Yesod, or Nai is in Yesod. That's the Shin of Asher. And then V'yamtik Ribua Elokim Gematra Resh BeAleph BeAsher. Who Aleph, which is Aleph, Desag Didat Teima Umisham Yinaten Leia. So look at the diagram. It's very nice. The Aleph, because we know that the difference between Ab and Sag, they're identical. Ab and Sag are the identical Havayas. Except the only little difference is that in the Vav of Ab, it's spelled Vav Yudvav, and in the Sag, it's spelled Vav Aleph Vav. So the Vav is the only chilek between Ab and Sag. Remember that. That's the easy way to remember the difference, how to spell Ab and Sag. So we're going to use the Ab, the Aleph of the Sag. Umamtik, we're going to be Mamtik, what's called the Leah. Leah is always Dinim. She's made from the Achorayim of Ima, the Malchut of Tfuna. And therefore, we're going to use this Ribua to be mounting, V'yamtik Ribua Elokim, Gemadra Reish Be'alef Be'asher. Okay, you got it? So we're going to use the Sag, but particularly the Aleph of the Sag, to make a Amtaka on the Ribua of Elokim, which is Dinim. Now, why are we picking on Ribua the Elokim all of a sudden? The answer is because, again, we're working with the word of Asher. And the Gematria of this Ribua the Elokim is Resh. It's 200, exactly. So we're going to work with the Yesod of Ima. Let's summarize here. We're working with the Yesod of Ima, which is represented by the Shin. Why is it Shin? Because there's three over there. The Matzah of 300. Of Netzach Hod Yesod. And that's going to make a Amtaka on the Resh, which is the Ribua of Elohim. And how is that Amtaka going to be happening? With the aid of Sag, but particularly the Aleph. That's the Aleph of Asher. So we explain the Aleph, the Shin, and the Resh of Asher. And where is all that Shefa going to happen in? Or to? That's going to happen to Leah. Okay? So I hope that makes sense. Now we're going to continue on for the next Kavanah here. Again, we're skipping out all the middle bits because that has to do with Matbea Bracha that we're not giving a share right now on Matbea Bracha. Maybe we'll do that some other time. So right now we're giving a pshat on Mikre Megillah. So this is going back on the first bracha, Shekel Shalu b'mitzvot avitzivanu al Mikre Megillah. So we're going to work on word Mikre. So let's work with that now. So that's still on page Nun, by the way. Or those who have the Ginzei Chaim, it's 28. So we know there is a Musa called Emesh. Okay, that we're not really going to go into that right now because that's really based on the Sefer Yetzirah with Emesh. It's Kedai to go there if you really want to do this properly, but we're just going to do this Bekitzur here. So the Emesh represents the Shefa, which is going to be brought down to Zah. Okay, so it's Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Aleph, Mem, Shin. So the Rashash is as follows. Gematria Emesh Vuhu Beza Shuhu B'Yetzira Yechavin Shem Sag. So we're going to work with Sag. Now, why Sag? Because again, I just told you a second ago that the difference between Sag and Av is what? Aleph. Aleph, because the Sag Ab is written Vav Yud Vav, and the Sag is read is spelled Vav Aleph Vav. So that's the only difference. How do you do the Milo with the Vav? So Aleph is indicative of Sag, and therefore we're going to work with the first Aleph of the Emesh. Vohu alav disag keli diza. Keli diza. Meaning, we know, especially in the Kabbalah and Sfiras HaOmer, that we see the last called Havlas Damim. That means the Aleph of the Sag is going to go down and introduce himself into the mouth, which is Zah. Okay, we have to take that as given right now. So that's going to be the first insertion of Shefa Milimale Litata from Iman to Zah, which is called the Aleph of the Emesh. Now, the second letter of Emesh is the Mem. Is the Mem. What does Mem stand for? Mem is the gematria for T, or for Sfirot, or considered as the four Mochim. Four Mochim. And this particular game, we're going to work with the four Mochim. Hem Dalid Mochim Shepetocha Nai De'ima Nichnasim Bizam. So we're going to have the four Mochim that we know that they are the four Mochim, which is Chokma Bina, Chassadim Nedad, Gvod Nedad, and they're all going to be placed into what's called the Netzah Hod Yisod. Netzah Hod Yisod. The Yisod is going to hold inside of it the Chassadim Nedad, Gvod Nedad, inside the Yisod. So all that Shefa from Ima again into her Nahi, then finally into Zah. That's represented by the Mem. Again, why Mem? Because it represents the 40 or 4 Mispakatan of the 4 Mochim. That's the Remez over there. Now, The last letter of Emesh is Shin. Now, what does Shin represent? Okay, Shin has the three spokes, so we're going to speak about the Nai, the Netzach, Chod Yisod again. So, says the Rishash, the three or the 300, we're not talking about the 300, but rather the three, the Mitzvah Katan, which represents the Nai, the Netzach, Chod Yisod. And they also represent the Gimel Yudim, the Sag. If you look in Sag, there's only three Yudim in what's called. When it comes to Ab, which is representative of Abba, there's four Yudim. But in Sag that we're working with, there's only three Yudim. Okay, that's again the Shin. So we're going to have the Nahi, which is coming in, and is holding on to Gimel Yudim, the Sag. Kol Yud Klul Eser, so three Yudim, and each one has 10 by 10. That's going to make your Shin. That's the secret of Mikra. At the end, you see that it's not spelled with a Hey Mikra. Interesting enough, it's spelled with an Aleph. This Aleph is representative of what we're seeing over here. We're seeing that it's representative of the Aleph the Sag. That's the Aleph the Emesh. The Mikra, the Kuf Resh, which is in the Mikra, is the Gematria of how much? 600. It's not 300. That's the Shin. And the first letter is the Mem. So you see that why are we using Emesh is because that's Kuf the word of, that's Kuf the Gematria of Mikra. Mikra is Mem. That's the middle letter of Emesh. Kuf Resh is the last letter of Emesh, and Aleph is the first letter of Emesh. Okay, so you bring down the kitzur, the shefa from Ima into Zah. And then finally, we're going to do for the last kavana here, and this we'll be finishing off the kavanas of the Megillah, is the word Megillah itself. So let's read the Rishash, and this is going to be page on page Nun Aleph. The Rishash says as follows: Yisod the Abba. So now we've been working with Yisod the Ima. Now we're working with Yisod the Abba. Hanichnas bedurmisa toch Rachel u'meir ba. So what we have over here, a situation of Abba, which is when Zah goes to sleep. Now there's going to be a connection, direct connection, I should say. There's always a connection, but now it's a direct connection between Zah directly into Rachel. Okay, Meirba. Okay, and then he says, "Ve'ose et kol haShemot sheKibla minay deza beOdam panim dahainu." So he says that all these Shemot sheKibla miza are going to be giving to her panim, and here they are. You have the Netzach of Zah, the Hod Zah, the Yisod Zah, are going to be going down to the Dati, the Chacham Bagadati of Nukva, וגם חמישה שמות לשלושה ההין מהתנאים, which תפארת נצר יסוד זה, into the תפארת, מנצר ומהוד ביסוד ומלכות ותנאים. So this is what's happening over here. What's happening is that the Shefa, which was originally coming from Zah into Rachel, is now going to be duplicated and more powerfully instilled into Rachel via Abba himself. Because why? Because Zah is sleeping. He won't be able to do his job of passing over the Shefa. Now this Shefa is going to be the same particular Shefa, but more powerful, coming from the Zah, Zah's Nahi particularly. Now, that is represented by Vav, and then a K and a Vav. Okay, those three letters. Now, what we're doing over here is that we're bringing down the Shefa into the entire Chacham Bagadati of Nukva. The entire Chacham Bagadati of Nukva, because that's the rule, the Nai of the Elyon is Mimali, the entire parts of a Tachta. So that just the Netzach Yisod of Zah is going to be able to give Shefa to the entire Esses Fields of Nukva. And on top of that, we're going to be bringing down the five Shemus, the Shlosha Hahin, Mitanaim Diza. So what do we brought? We brought, for example, the Yisod. We brought the Yud Kei Vav, but we didn't bring the Yud. We didn't bring the final Hey. We just brought Yud Kei Vav. The Hey is going to be now. We're going to see the Hey now. So the Hey is going to be representing the Shlosha means the KKK, the three Hays, which representing the final Hays of Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut of Zah, penetrating into Nukva as well. Okay, so because what you're doing, if we were to summarize all of these kavanas, really, the Sadr Shav between all of them is that basically you're constantly reinforcing Shefa from the higher spheres, from the higher Patsufim into Zah, and then he's going to empower Nukva, and that's what we want. And then finally, Nukva is going to bring down the Shefa to us. Okay, the only exception to this is in the word Megillah, that's going to go directly from Yisod the Abba into the Yisod of Nukva directly. Okay, with that we're Messiahim, the Kavanas as we see them over here. There is a more lengthy Kavana over the page, but I think we'll leave that over for the next year. Okay, so we'll stop it now.